Bill Gates has done it, so have Oprah Winfrey, a host of footballers, and now the South Australian Premier, Jay Weatherill. It's called the Ice Bucket Challenge. It could be just another annoying viral internet craze, but in fact it's done a lot to raise money and awareness for motor neurone disease. Caroline Winter reports.
They suffer in silence because motor neurone disease robs them of the words.
It robs you of the ability to be able to move, basically you stop being able to walk, your muscles are slowly dying, and most people then still have their mind active. So you're lying there trapped in your body.
Joanne Pratt was 41 when she was diagnosed in 2011, but like the 1,900 Australians living with the disease, the prognosis isn't good.
To actually be told that you have a terminal illness for anybody, no matter what illness it is it's the worst thing in the world that you could be told. It's now coming up to 3 years since I've been diagnosed, and yeah, that leads, you know, some fears of my own into that whole bracket that you're given of the 3 to 5 years.
There's no known cause, cure, or effective treatment for motor neurone disease, which is a progressive neurological condition where nerve cells, which control a range of muscles, degenerate and die. Gail Jackson is Executive Director of Motor Neurone Disease Australia in South Australia.
It's almost considered a rare disease because it's not very prevalent. However, as awareness is raising about the disease, more people are talking about it and saying, I know someone that's had that disease. I don't know much about it, but I know it's shocking.
That awareness has been boosted tenfold after a successful social media campaign that's gone viral. Started in the US, the so-called Ice Bucket Challenge encourages people to donate money to an MND charity or tip a bucket of ice-cold water over themselves, then nominate 3 people to do the same. The challenge was issued to the South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill by the Port Adelaide Football Club. And last night, while on a trade mission in New Delhi, he accepted.
So all I can say is bring it on. Right, now I'm going to nominate 3 other. Rory Sloan, Warren Treadray, and my good mate Tom Koutsantonis.
His good mate is also the state's treasurer. And sure enough, Tom Koutsantonis rose to the challenge in the middle of the city, dressed in a suit on a chilly Adelaide day.
2 people are diagnosed with it every day, and 2 people die from it every day. It's worth remembering that these diseases need to be highlighted. And by highlighting them, we can hopefully one day find a cure.
And it seems that awareness is translating into dollars. In the US, millions has been raised since the craze started at the end of July, while Motor Neurone Disease Australia says in the past 10 days they've received $30,000, far above what they'd normally see donated at this time of year.
Caroline Winter.